Today we'll talk about the Isser of making, building buildings or making the Tzura of the Kelim duplicates of what was in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says in Daf Chof Ches on the Beis, Tanya Idoch, Lo Yase Odom Bais Tavnis Heichol. A person shouldn't build a house that looks like in measurement like the heichol of the Beis HaMikdash. So Rashi says, Lemidas Orech Barocha Bekomo, Shetei Domelo Bishloshton, that if it's Dome in all three measurements, the length, the width, and the height, so then it looks like a duplicate of the heichol, and that would be Osir. Rashi in Avodah Zorah, and Daf Men Gimel, says from the same din of Bais Tavnei Seichel, Barko, Verochbo, Verumo, that's the same like in Rashi and Menachos, Bashir Midas Psochov, he adds on also the shear of the doors, that the door of the Ulam was 20 amos wide, the measurements of the same that were in the Heichel or the Ulam. That's also. I believe Nishtane b'miktas mutar. If it's a little bit different, then it's mutar. Then the Gemara goes on to say, Achsadra kenegadulam. If you make a house that's like the heichol is also, and achsadra is like a big patio, that's like the ulam is also, chotzer kenegad azora, a yard that would have the measurements of the azora of the Beis HaMikdash is also, shulchan kenegad shulchan, menorah connected menorah. You can't make kelim like the shulchan or the menorah. Aval also shel chamisha b'shel shisha b'shel shmona. You can make a menorah if it has five konim or five branches, five konim or six or eight. B'shel shiva lo yaseh. You can't make a menorah of seven konim, because if you make a menorah of seven konim, it looks like a duplicate of the one in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's also to make. Even if it's not from gold, it says in the Posuk, the menorah is kikar zov tor, it's made out of gold, but you're not allowed to make it even of other metals. Why? Because in the end, if you don't have gold, so menorah is kosher with other metals. So if you make a menorah of seven konim from a different metal, since it could be kosher in the Beis HaMikdash, so it's considered making a duplicate of a kli of the mikdash, and it's osur. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yudomar, Afshel Eitz Lo Yase. Even if it's not from metal, it's made out of wood, it's also osur to make one. Kederach Shosu Malchei Beis Chashmonoim. The time of the Chashmonoim, in the time of Hanukkah, when they overtook the Greeks, the Yevonim, and they came into the Beis HaMikdash, at first, the menorah was tomei, they couldn't use the regular menorah, or because the Yevonim took away the menorah, they had to make a menorah out of different material, and so they made it out of wood. So you see that wood is also kosher for the Beis HaMikdash, so you can't make a menorah of wood of seven branches. That they didn't make it out of wood. Why? Because it's a machlokas here. The Tanakhama holds that you can't, the Tanakhama holds you can't make any klishoris out of wood, it's possible. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yudah holds that you can make out of wood. And that's the machlokas. What did the Chashmonoim do in the beginning when they were still poor? Did they make it out of iron, out of metal, or did they make it out of wood? So the Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yudah says, the Tanakhama, the Chachomim say that they didn't make it out of wood, they made it out of metal, and they covered it with lead, Shiru, and they became more rich, they had more money, Asom Shel Kesef. When they got even more rich in the time of the Chashmonaim, and they overtook the Greek and other goyim, they had more victory, so they became more rich, and they were able to make a menorah of Zov. And once we brought a pasuk in Haggai, where it says, the Remez, it talks about the Godol Yeh Kvod HaBayis HaZeh Ahron Min HaRishon, and it says in Haggai Perek Beis, that he bir Ashti, the Shomayim and the Oretz and the Yam and the Chorovo, and Rashi says it goes on the Tkufa of the Chashmonoim and the Bais Sheni, and then it says, "Umilesi es habayis hazeh kovod liya kesef v'liya zov." So we about Rosh of Chanukah, we talked about it, that pasuk talks about the menorah, that the menorah was gone, like Rabbi Kiveger and Yuma, Daf, Chof, Aleph, on the days, brings down a medrash, that the original menorah was missing in the Bais Sheni. And that's called Kovod. And then when they got rich, and Chofala from the base in the Gilead Ashasi brings a medrash that it was missing the menorah. And then when they got rich, so it came back the menorah and they made it out of gold. That's why it says, Milesi Abais has a Kovod. One of the things of Kovod we talked about is the menorah. And Liah Kesev Liah Zov, because then it says that Chemdas Kol HaGoyim will come into Yerushalayim. And Chemdas Kol HaGoyim is the silver and gold that they were able to redo the menorah out of gold. So it says here in the Braisa that you're not allowed to duplicate the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash, even if you didn't make it out of gold, you made it out of other materials, which are kosher in the Beis HaMikdash, it's also. What is the Makar of the Isur? What's the Isur to do it? So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, in the Sugya of Dmus Suros Levonos, in Daf Chof Dalet, the Gemara says, Lo Sasun Iti, it says in the end of Parshas Yisro, Lo Sasun Iti Elohei Chesed Elohei Zov Lo Sasun Lochem. So the Gemara dashes, Lo Sasun Iti Lo Sasun Kedmus Shamoshai. Not to make things that are the duplicates that look like Shamoshim, the Kalim that are for the Avodah for Hashem. So here it says, Abaye says the Osra Torah Elo Shamoshim Shepsha Lasus Kemoson, the kind of Shamoshim that we are able to do to duplicate, like Kalim that we see, we're able to duplicate. But if you're going to make a Surah of Malachim in the Habamin and the Gemara in the beginning of the Sugya, in the Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara was saying that you can make a Surah of Malachim because it's not something we see, but a Surah of Kalim, Shamoshim that are in the Beis HaMikdash, we can't do. Kedetanya lo yase odom bayis tavni seichol and menorah keneged menorah, just like it says in our sugya. So it says in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, in Avodah Zorah, the same sugya, it says that you cannot make the kelim duplicate of the Beis HaMikdash because of the isur of lo sasun iti, not to make the shamoshim that are iti that are with me. Like Rashi says, suros oomdim iti. These suros are standing like near the Shechina, the menorah, the shulchan, the heichol. So you can't make those suros. And the ether is losasuniti. However, in the Rambam, in Perek Zayin, Hilchos Beis HaBchira, Aloch Yud, it says in the Rambam starts off the Perek, Mitzvah Eser Liyuro Min HaMikdosh, Shenema Umikdosh HaTiro, Lo Min HaMikdosh HaTayore, Elo Mimisha Tzivo Al Yeroso. And then it goes on, everything that's also because of Yira, not to go in with your stick or with your shoes. And the Hemshech, he talks about not sitting in the Beis HaMikdash, what we once talked about, not sitting in the Azora. Then in Halacha Yud, he says, V'osho lo'odom shi'aseh bayis tavnis, heichol achsadra tavnis, ulam chosar keneged Azora, shulchan b'tzuras, shulchan o'menorah b'tzuras menorah. Aval osho o'menorah shel chamisha konim, osho shmona konim, o'menorah she'ena shel matches, afal pi shi'esh lo shiva konim. Because the Rabban Paskins, that menorah, that any kelim in the Beis HaMikdash have to be for matches, and they can't be of eight, they can't be of wood. So he says that for matches you can't make, even if it has, you can make any menorah out of wood or other materials that are not metal, even if it has seven kanim. But if it's metal, you cannot make from seven kanim, and it's mashman this Rambam, that it's part of the whole perek, that it's also because of Mora Mikdash. And Mora Mikdash tells us that it's also, and it doesn't bring the Isur of Lusasuniti. And the Isur of Lusasuniti is in the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zorah. Over there, he talks about Lusasuniti not to make tzuros and statues and dmus of Malochim, and all that is because it might bring to do Avodah Zorah, that's why it's also. And over there, he doesn't bring the Isur of duplicating Kalim in the Beis HaMikdash. The Chinuch, Mitzvah Reish Nun Dalet, he says the Mitzvah is Mitzvah HaYiro Min HaMikdosh, so the Mitzvah is Liyiro Min HaMikdosh, that we should think in our minds the Pachad and the Yiro of the Beis HaMikdosh, כדי that when we come to the Beis HaMikdash, we should have a pachad and a mora mikdash. In the Hemshech of the Chinuch, he says, after he brings a few inyanim that's also to do with the Beis HaMikdash, he brings our din. B'chein also la'odam livnas bayis tavnis eichol v'achsadra tavnis ulam chosra tavnis azora v'chol ze lemora samokom. He says mefurish it's because of mora mikdash. And then he says that all the things of mora mikdash is afilu when the chorb, when there's a chorban, it's also osur. Even if amikdash chorav ayom b'avonasenu chayv kolodam b'moro. So we have to know what's the makor to say that the isur of making duplicates of the mikdash is from mora mikdash, from liyuras amikdash, umi mikdashi tiro, and not from losasu niti. Rav Shachin Sefer says that b'emes it's because of mora mikdash. The reason it's also is because of mora mikdash. But we learn it out from the pasuk of losasu niti, and we learn out other lavim from losasu niti, like not to make a dayan shein o hogun, the gemara avodah zarah dav zayin. So he says that it's nichlal in the inyan of mora mikdash, and the lav is losasu niti. So that's something we have to look up. Then there's the Kiryat Sefer on the Rambam. The Kiryat Sefer on the Rambam, Nilchus Beis Abkhira, says that the Isur of duplicating, doing Bayis Tavnis Eichel is Midorabonan and not Midoraisa. He says all the Inyonim of Mora Mikdash that are outside of the Beis HaMikdash are not Doraisa, they're the Rabonan. That's as far as we're concerned, which what's the Mekor, what's the source of the Isur? So the Rambam says it's Mora Mikdash, the Chinuch says it's Mora Mikdash, and the Gemara it's Mashma, it's Losasu Niti, and the Kiryat Sefer says it's a Darabonan, it's only an Asmacht. If it's a Darabonan, it's easier to understand. Midarabonan, they answered it because of Mora Mikdash, and they could be they made Asmacht of Losasu Niti, Losasu Dmus Shamoshe. Now, what is the Isur? What kind of house are we also to build? So the Rashi says only if it's the length and the width and the height. If he was Mishana, and the Rashi in Avodah Zarah adds on and the shear of the opening, the door. But if he was Mishana, so then it's Mutter. By menorah, if he didn't do the same height, it says here in the Gemara in Daf Chof Ches and Menochas that the height of the menorah was 18 tfochim. What happens if he makes a menorah that's not as high as 18 tfochim? So in the Ma'arik it says that it's kosher. That means since in the menorah and the Beis HaMikdash, 18 tfochim is not ma'akiv, and he brings raya that it doesn't say anywhere that the height of the menorah is ma'akiv. He also brings a right that the Mizbeach has a certain height and it's Mefurish in the Posik how high it should be. And it's not Me'akev if he was Mishane the height of the Mizbeach. So Kolshken the Menorah that it doesn't say how high it should be. So even though the height L'chatchil is Yudches Tfochim, 18 Tfochim, but if he was Mishane, still it's kosher for a Menorah. So Memele, if a person makes in his house a Menorah and it has 7 konim, but it's not 18 tefachim high, it's still also to do it because it's dome to the Beis HaMikdash, would be kosher in the Mikdash, so it's also to do at home. The menorah Shel Zov had also gvim and kaftorim. It had ornaments on it. It was built in like cups and flowers. About 22 of them were on the menorah, and that's only if it's Shel Zov. If it's Shel Masechet from other metals, so you don't make gvim and kaftorim. The question is, if you make a menorah from Zohov without Gvim and Kaftorim, which is should be not kosher in the Beis HaMikdash, because if it's Shel Zohov, it needs Gvim and Kaftorim, so is it Mutor or not? So the Shach in Sif Kotn Lamed Vov, Simen Kuf Mem Aleph in Yoredeya brings this halacha that it's also to make a Bayis Tavnis Eichel and a menorah Shel Sheva Kanim. And it says, with Gvim, Shel Zov had Gvim and Kaftorim, and Shel Matres without Gvim and Kaftorim, and the Shach says, Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch, that only something that's Me'akev, it's Osir. But if it's something that's not Me'akev, so it's mutar. So it's masma the shach that if you made shalzov, and since shalzov gvim and kaftorim are ma'akiv, without that it's possible the menorah. So if you make at home a menorah of zov with seven kanim and it doesn't have gvim and kaftorim, that's mutar. The b'chor shor, that's the one of the same machaber of the tzvua shor in the back. There's the sefer b'chor shor on shas. Over there, he talks on the Sidyon Rosh Hashanah, and he says that since the Shulchan Aruch doesn't make a chilek, it doesn't say the difference between if it has gvim and shalzov, and shalzov if it has gvim and kaftorim or not. It just says shalzov is also and shalmatchis is also, and then it says even without gvim and kaftorim. So he says shalzov is also without gvim and kaftorim because it's dome to the menorah and the Beis Hamikdash and the fact that it has seven kanim. So that we have a machlokes between the shach and the b'chor shor. If you make a menorah shalzov and you left out something that's ma'akiv like the gvim and kaftorim, if it's mutar or also. The shach says it's mutar and the b'chor shor says it's also. In the ma'arik, the chubis ma'arik, it's mashma also that it's also to make a menorah with from zov without gvim and kaftorim. The Marik is the one who brings the raya that the height is not ma'akev in the menorah. And then the B'chor Shor has another shaila. If we would make a menorah of seven kanim, seven branches, but you didn't make it in one straight line as always the menorah was from left to right. He made it a round circle, seven kanim, or he made a square of seven kanim. Is that something that's mutar or not, since the menorah and the Beis Hamikdash was one straight line, and it wasn't a different shape? So the B'chor Shor says that just like we said, the 18 kanim, the 18 tfochim of the height is not ma'akiv, so the same thing, the surah of how it's set up, the kanim of the menorah is also not ma'akiv. And a menorah in the Beis Hamikdash, she says, probably would be kosher, even if it's not a straight line, it's a circle or a square. So therefore, it's also to make a menorah of seven kanim in any case, if it's a circle or a square. He mentions, the shaila he talks about is that there's one kon in the middle, and around it, there's other konin. I'm not sure if he means that the dafka. It could be that it has, that the menorah and the Beis Hamikdash has to have one center one, either in a straight line, one in the middle, or in a circle, one in the middle. But what happens if you make a circle without one in the middle? Then he doesn't talk about it. It could be that would be massive, because it says, al pnei menorah yo'iru shiva saneros, that all the menorahs are facing the middle menorah. So there has to be maybe a middle menorah. That I'm not sure, but in his Lashon of the Shaila, he talks about when there's one in the middle. I read recently in one of the pamphlets that were handed out this week that there's a maestro, the son-in-law Rabbi Akiva Eiger, says that his father-in-law Rabbi Akiva Eiger had a menorah of seven tanim branches and it was all in one circle, and the maestro, the way it's set over, it didn't have one center one, but afal piken it's mashma Rabbi Akiva Eiger was machmir and he didn't allow it, he said to add on an eighth one. Now, eight, we said, is a machlokes if a menorah is kosher shall eight or not. And the halacha is that all klei shoris shall eight are possible. That's how the Rambam paskin from the Mela, you're allowed to make a menorah of eight of seven kanim. And shall cheres l'kul alma. There's no machlokes. Shall cheres, there can't be any kelim in the Beis Hamikdash made out of pottery, out of cheres. So from cheres, you're for sure allowed to make a menorah. Der Chagav will bring in a marshah that has to do with Chanukah, the marshah in Perek Elu Treifus in Chulin, Daf Nun He. He wants to answer the famous kash of the Beis Yosef that asks, and the marshah also asks the same kash, why Chanukah is a nest, we light the nearest 8 days, while the nest was really only 7 days, because the first day they found the Shem, and that was natural to light one night. The nest only happened the next 7 nights. So why do we have an 8 days of Chanukah to light? The first day was not a nes. So the Yosef has three solutions. The Maharsho wants to say in Chulin that the menorah was tomei. So they didn't want to use the menorah because it was tome. So they had to use something on top of the menorah, where the shemen was sitting on top of the menorah. That means the menorah is the base with all the seven branches, and on top of that is kelim that hold the shemen. And that those kelim are in the Gemara always called ner. Ner in the Gemara is the keli that holds the shemen and the psula. So he says those they use shocheres, they use shibrei klei cheres. And shibrei klei cheres, if it's less than half a lug, so then it's not mekabel tuma. Shibrei klei cheres could be mekabel tuma if it serves a purpose like a kli. But if it's less than half a lug, so shibrei klei cheres is not mekabel tuma. So memela they put shibrei klei cheres in the menorah, and it shouldn't have burned because it's the longest nights in the time of Hanukkah, so you need a chatzilug shemen for a whole night. So this was less than a half a lug. So even the first night it had a nest that it burned the whole night. And this marasho has a very, there's a big kasha on the marasho, because how could they use kelim of cheres? The Gemara says that kelim of cheres are not kosher to the Beis Hamikdash for clay shorts. And also the Rambam says, even though it's not the menorah itself, it's the neiros, the keli that holds the shemen. So the Rambam says in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Beis HaBechira, and he says what we make the keli now. He says, HaMenorah v'keileho, Perk Aleph Halacha Yud Ches, HaMenorah v'keileho, the menorah and all its kelim, v'ashulchan v'keilov, the mizbeach haktoros, v'chol klei shoreis, ein osin osin elo min hamateches b'uvad, v'masom shel eitz, from wood, o etzem, from bone, o even stone, o shel schuchis, from glass, tzulim. So Menela Shver the Marasho, how does the Marasho say that he made the menorah and on top was a kli of cheres? That was Agav Orcha, we just brought it in, since we mentioned about clay cheres. Now, if there was a difference in the building of the Heichol between the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash. The first Beis HaMikdash, the Heichol was 30 amos high from the inside. And the second Beis HaMikdash, the height was 40 amos. That's what the Gemara says in Baba Basra. That's why there was a difference in the divider between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodoshim, because in the first Beis HaMikdash it was high only 30 amos, so they were able to make up parochas. And the second Beis HaMikdash, they weren't able to make up parochas because it was 40 amos high, and they couldn't make, so they had to make two walls and two parochas. It was a wall that was thick and amos. Akoponim, there was a difference in the measurements of the first Beis HaMikdash and the second one. So the Beis Ephraim, the Michaschino brings them down, which one is also, which by Tavni Seichel is also, is it also the second one, the two of the second one, is it also the first Beis HaMikdash, even though we had afterwards the second Beis HaMikdash with other measurements, but maybe both measurements are also. Derech Agav, we see that the Easter of making a Bayis Tavnis Heichol is the measurements from the inside, because the Heichol really was high 100 amos from the outside. It had toim, rooms, and it had a second floor. From the outside, you saw a building of 100 amos high in the second Beis HaMikdash. In the first Beis HaMikdash, we saw a building that was high only 60 amos. Al Koponim, so from the fact that they're talking about a Bayis Tavnis Heichol 30 amos or 40 amos, it's mashma that the Iker Heichol, the Iker Bayis Tavnis Heichol, is also with the measurements that are from the inside. And we don't look at the measurements from the outside to Aser. If we would look at the measurements from the outside, it would be mutter to make a Bayis that's 30 amos high. The Michas Chinuch says that's probably also both measurements, the Bayis Rishon and of the Bayis Sheni. We'll soon talk about it again. The Michas Chinuch brings down that he saw in a certain sefer, he didn't remember which sefer, why in the Rebbe, when he was Masada the Mishnah, he wrote Maseches Midas, and he wrote all the measurements of the Beis HaMikdash. And he says, so the Tosfos Yontov talks about it. Why did he have to be Masada all the measurements? Why do we need to know it today? When they'll come Moshiach, we'll build the third Beis HaMikdash, will come down Eish Min HaShemayim. Why the Chesed HaNovi Tzukim? will know how to do it. But why do we need to know what was the measurements in the second Beis HaMikdash? So he has two terutim. One is a nafkamina lasid lover. How to do it. A lasid lover will know from the measurements of the second Beis HaMikdash approximately how to do it. The second teretz is we should know how to be doris psukim. Like how to know pshat in Shlomo HaMelech's psukim and in Yechezkel's psukim. So that's why we need to know Mishnah's Midas as a helper to learn Tanakh. So this sefer is, well, we have enough Kemina, since it's also to build a Bais Havni Seichol, it's also to build a duplicate of the Beis HaMikdash. So we have to know how big the Beis HaMikdash was, what were its measurements, and then we'll know which house not to make. Is it Bais Asher Tivnu Li? We'll know which house we're allowed to build and which we're not allowed to build. So that's why the Michas Chinuch says that Bamis is also not even the measurements that are in Maseches Midos, also other measurements like the Bais Rishon is also offered. So Memela, we can't say that's why Rebbe made Mishnah's Midos, to tell us which one is also, because Bamis also other measurements like the Bais Rishon is also offered. But Bamis, you could ask that itself. Since both are also, so why didn't Rebbe write both measurements? He should have written a Maseches Midas of Bais Rishon, and each Rishon he should have written Bais Rishon was like this, and Bais Sheni is like that. Today that we should know that both are also. Ella, we have to say that Rebbe Bechlal wasn't talking about that, about which measurements are also for us to build. That we have to leave to a Svara. So I would say maybe a Svara that if we would take the Bais Sheni while it was built, while it was standing, so which Bais would be also Tavni Seichel? I would imagine, Misvora, that since the Bais that we see, that's the Shamoshim Lefonai, that the Beis HaMikdash in front of Hashem, is the measurements of Bais Sheni while it's standing, so if you build measurements of Bais Rishon, I would imagine that it wouldn't be also, because it doesn't look like the Heichel. You have the Heichel in front of you, and you see that it doesn't look like it. So if the time of the, if that's true, this war is MS, that Bishat, the minion Bais Sheni, only the measurements of Bais Sheni is also, so I would imagine once it was Nechrav, once it was a Chorban, also would be also only the measurements that we remember, the measurements that were the Bais Sheni and not the measurements of the Bais Rishon. We'll go on to another inyan, and we'll come back to this. Reb Chaim in the Sefer, Reb Chaim Alevi in Hilchos Beis HaBchira writes in the Sugi of Zvokim Daf Chof Dalet of Nekra Even Achas Min Aritzpo. The Sugi talks about a Kohen standing in place of the Even, or if the Even on the Ritzpo of the Azora is loose and it's not standing in place, if you could be makariv then korbanos, if the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash is kosher or not. So Reb Chaim brings a Svara. He says that when it's missing a stone in the Azora, so it's missing part of the measurements of the Azora. And it says, Akol b'ksav miyad Hashem olai hiskel. There's a pasuk that David HaMelech says that all the plans, the architecture of the Beis HaMikdash were all given to me on a paper, on a Megillah. Miyad Hashem olai hiskel. So it has a certain measurement, and you can't change from that measurement. So Reb Chaim says if it's missing one of the stones from the Beis HaMikdash, so the whole Beis HaMikdash is not kosher to be makriv in it because it's missing in the Kedushas HaMikdash. On this time, we can ask many kashas. You could ask makriv in Afal Pishayin Bais if there's no Beis HaMikdash Bechlal, so it's kosher to be makriv. So why, if it's missing a stone, you can't be makriv? There's a Tosfos also in Zvokin that Mashmaf was broken a part of the Heichel, so it's mutar to be makriv. But Reb Avramsky, it's a kashif, they brought in the Sefer Zichron for the Sefer Zikoron for Reb Avramsky. He asks on the Reb Chaim from the Shulchan Aruch Simen Kuf Mem Aleph in Yoredeya, what we were talking about now, that it's also to build a Bayis Tavni Seichon and a menorah Shel Sheva Kan. And the Gra on the spot, he brings down the Ma'arik. What the Gra says there is from the Chuvas Ma'arik. And it makes a difference between a Bayis Tavni Seichol and a Menorah Shel Zayin Kon. So he says, a Bayis Tavni Seichol, it's only if you build it bidyuk, exactly like the measurements, the height, the width, and the length, and Rashi says the doors, of the Heichol. And if you were Mishana, if you made it a little bit different, it's not also. And the Menorah, Dafka, if you do it Shel Sheva Kanim, but if you change, so then it's the menorah, Shel Sheva Kanim is also, even if you didn't do it exactly, even if you did Zov without Gvim, and you didn't make it the height of Yud Ches Tfochim, you were Mishana in the height of the menorah, it's still also, it's still called the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. Why? So he brings this Svara because a house is not Nikar that I'm duplicating the Beis HaMikdash. There's a lot of houses with a lot of measurements. It's never the same. So even if I built a house, if it's not the same measurements like the Beis HaMikdash, it wouldn't be Nikar that it's duplicating the Beis HaMikdash. So Memele is Mutar. But the menorah, as long, once it has seven kanim, it'll always look like the one in the Beis HaMikdash. Even if it would be not so high, it wouldn't be the same height. Or maybe even if it wouldn't have Gvim and it's Shazov, like the Bchor Shor says, so then it would be Osir, because it looks like the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash with the fact that it has seven kanim. So Rabbi Abramsky says, from here we see that the measurements of the Beis HaMikdash are not Me'akid, because the Gra brings down that only because it's not Nikir. The MS, other measurements are kosher to be in the Beis HaMikdash. The Heichol could be a different measurement than what they actually built. It would also be kosher to be a Heichol. But if you changed the measurement, it would be kosher for Eichel, but wouldn't be Nikar for us that I'm duplicating the Beis HaMikdash. That's why it's Mutar. And the menorah will always be Nikar. So Rav Ramsky says, we see not like Rav Chaim, because Rav Chaim says that it's missing a stone, it's Choser B'Kedushas HaMikdash. Why is it missing? If we change the measurement, it's still kosher the Beis HaMikdash. Then he's mostly, Rav Ramsky says that the Rambam is Mefurish, then it's kosher without the exact measurements of the Beis HaMikdash, because he says, the Rambam Perek Aleph Beis HaBchira Halacha Hei, says, Ve'elein advarim shen ikar b'binyan abayis. What's the ikar in the binyan abayis? It says, Osim bo kodesh v'kodesh ha'kodoshim, Yeh lifnei ha'kodesh mokum echad v'u nikro ulam, Shloshto nikro in heichol, then you make a mechitza around it, and then you make in the mikdash kelim, mizbeach, and kevesh. But he doesn't say that the measurements. He says if the measurements would be ma'akiv, he would say which measurements are the heichol, and that's ma'akiv, and they're ikar babai. So we see from here, says Rabbi Abramsky, that if it's missing a little bit from the Azora, it still would have kedusha as a mikdash. And we see in the Chacham Tzvi, in Siman Samach, he talks about this union of making a menorah of seven kanim, and it's loshin, in the middle, he has a loshin, Aval beheichol ulam beazoro, shenemar buen hakol biktav miyad Hashem olay, yiskil, pshite, bimshina beize dover sheyye, shuv eino nikro dugmosa. And the loshin of the Chacham Tzvi is mashma a little bit like Reb Chaim, that since there's a kol biktav Hashem olay yiskil on the measurements of the azoro, so if you're mishane, so it's not called the dugma of there. It could be matchik a little bit, but mashma, not like what the Marik says. Our Koponim, we see from here that if you're Mishane in the tour of the Heichol, so the Iker is that it should be Niker. And Niker is only if it's Mamish in the same tour. So I would say that if we're talking about Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni, which one is Niker that we're doing the duplicate of the Beis HaMikdash? It's only Niker, the one that we remember, the Bais Sheni, but the Bais Rishon we don't remember, so it's not Nikar. Even though it could be in the time of the Bais Rishon, it would be also to build a dugma of the Bais Rishon, but since after that it became that it's not Nikar, so Memela would be Mutar to build a Bais dugma of the Bais Rishon with the measurements of the Rishon, not of the Sheni. The Nichas Chinuch has another Svara. He says that it's near Tim Svara. For sure, and the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that way. He says, not like the Shulchan Aruch. He says, and Misvara, the whole Isra of building a bayis, Tavni Seichel, that's because of Dmut Shamosha and Misham Shin Lefonai, is if the Beis HaMikdash is built. There is a Shamosha and Misham Shin Lefonai in front of us, so I can't make a duplicate. But if the Beis HaMikdash is Chorev, and there's no Beis HaMikdash now in front of us, so it's not called a Misham Shin Lefonai. So Memela would be Mutar. Nowadays it would be Mutar to build a Bayis Tavni Seichel because it's not called the Iser of duplicating a Shamoshin and a Shamshin Lefonai. And the Shulchan Aruch says La Locha that we're also to build a Shulchan Aruch and Mefurish, not like the Minchas Chinuch. But that's in Svara of the Minchas Chinuch that would be because of Shamoshin HaMisham Shin Lefona, I would say it's totally a little bit in what the Easter is. If the Easter is Misham Shin Lefona, so he says, maybe if it's not Misham Shin Lefona, like if to the Korban, it would be Mutar. But if we say that the Easter is because of Mora Mikdash, there's also Mora Mikdash Bizman Korbana. Bizman HaKorban of the Beis HaMikdash, there's still an Easter of Mora Mikdash, still also to go in there and Kalos Rosh and Minolim. So Memele, for sure, after the Korban, is still also because of Mora Mikdash to make a binyan that's dome to the Beis HaMikdash. There's a Meshech Chochma in the end of Yisro that he says that maybe since the Brisa only says Menorah and Shulchan, it doesn't mention the Mizbech, maybe a Mizbech is mutar to make a Mizbech that's dome to the Mizbech that was in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, because it's not mentioned in the Brisa. And another Raya, he says, because in the time of Pinchas, they built a Mizbech, Bnei Reuven and God, when they were leaving Eretz Yisrael to go back to their land, that they were going to live on the east bank of the Yarden. So it says they built, before they crossed the Yarden, a Mizbech Godol Lemare, and it says there, Reuven Tavnis Mizbech Hashem Asher Osu. It's much more that they built a Mizbech, Dugma of the Mizbech in the Beis HaMikdash. And there was a whole uproar, why are they building a Mizbech, and it's not like, to, why should they do different than Klal Yisrael. They said they only built it for a Zecher and not to be Makriv on it. Lo la'ola v'lo la'zevach, just for a Zecher. So the Maharsh Chochma says from here, so it's a Raya that's mutar to build a Mizbech, and that was the time of Mishkan Shilah, and it was also the Bomas. So it was also to build a Bais, the Tavnis of the Mishkan, it's also to build Kalim. So he says, maybe a Mizbech is mutar to build, and he has a Chakira. Why? So he says, maybe when you duplicate the Beis HaMikdash, only if you're going to use it, a menorah to light on, or a shulchan to have bread on it. But if you build a Mizbech and not for Korbanos, maybe that would be mutar. Then again, we could have a Chakira, because Reb Leib Malin says, a Svara, and I've heard it from others, that it could be, there's a stira in the Rambam on the Mizbech, if you're allowed to add on to the measurements of the Mizbech or not. So he wants to say that there's two dinim in the Mizbech. One, because of Klei HaMikdash, the Mizbech has, Beis HaMikdash needs a Mizbech. And then there's a Mizbech with the measurements of the Korbanos. So the Mizbech that has a certain measurement is for Klei HaMikdash, that has a Mizbech. If it's smaller, it could be kosher for Korban, but it might be missing the Aloch of Klei HaMikdash. So if so, the Meshech Chochma is totally in that. If he says that it's mutar to build a Mizbech, we're not going to be makriv on it, but still it's called part of the Klei HaMikdash, even without being makriv on it. That's something we could leave to, for thought. That's what we wanted to talk about. We've got to be building and duplicating Kalim in the Beis HaMikdash, Kalim that were in the Beis HaMikdash, and we know that the Minig is in all the Duras that we never make a menorah of seven kanim. People don't use and don't make a menorah of seven kanim, just to make of eight, like on Hanukkah, or make less, and you could add on the side. So not in one piece, there shouldn't be seven kanim.